Welcome back to The Digital Dive, the conversational podcast around technology. I'm one of your hosts, Jacqueline Dallas, and I'm joined by your other host, Darsh Kathani. What is up?
What's been up? Welcome back to the podcast. I'm dropping a new video next week. I'm just jumping right into it. I'm dropping a new video next week, and I swear to God, when I was doing my edit, I realized I name dropped the podcast like 4 times.
No way.
It's a 5-minute video, and I dropped the podcast like every minute. This once I was just like, oh, yo, I talked about this in the podcast like 2 weeks ago. You should go check it out. And I'd be like, the link in the description. Like, I kept doing that. So if you guys are here from my video, because my video would be coming around the same time as this episode, welcome. Welcome to the podcast, guys. Welcome. Nice to have you here.
Hopefully you guys like it. Yeah, you know, I was actually kind of tripped out. I'm doing a live stream on Sunday, which by the time this episode goes out, it will have been the day before you hear this episode. So if you join, thank you. But I posted, do you have any feedback for me on what I can improve my videos and do more of? And they said, someone commented and they were like, I love how on The Digital Dive, like you and Darsh talk about stories in tech. And I thought that was really awesome because we do. Like, we make an active effort to make sure that, like, we're storytelling and not just, like, listing specs and stuff. Mm-hmm. And it's awesome that people have noticed that and, like, have actually commented. So thank you to the person that did that.
No, exactly. But wait. But with that all in mind, though, there is a ton of stories we can talk about this week because Jack and I make sure that every single episode we sit down and we actually have, like, proper stuff to talk about. And, like, this is one of those weeks where, like, we were sitting down and we're trying to figure it out. And we do this all for you guys because we hear from you. We know what you guys want to hear about and we try to bring it up as much as we can. So one of the topics today is actually from one of our listeners who sent it in to Jacqueline. So you guys better be following our Instagrams because we post and ask questions and our Twitters and ask you guys what you guys want to hear on the podcast almost every week. I would like to say every week, but almost every week.
It is pretty much every week, Darsh. I think it actually is every week. It's every single Monday.
Well, the podcast is every single Monday. I'm on a crazy like sugar high. I had coffee today with sugar for the first time. Like I literally just finished my cup and I'm just like jittery.
Yeah, I have not had coffee yet today and I'm feeling it. So if you notice that my energy level is not as high as normal, that is why. You know, I posted on my Instagram, kind of Darsh and I, we're recording this on a Friday. We normally record on Thursday. And this week, Darsh and I were just all kinds of irresponsible. We did not find topics, etc. Normally we create like this Google sheet and we have topics. And Darsh and I text each other like an hour before we record. And we're like, we need topics. So I posted on my Instagram and I'm like, hey guys, like any suggestions? Someone actually, let me actually find their username because I want to give them credit where credit's due.
100%.
Oh, you know who did it? I'm not surprised. Connor. Thank you, Connor.
Oh, okay.
I appreciate it.
He's awesome.
He's the best. Yeah. So he wants us to talk about Nothing and they're acquiring Essential and kind of what that means and the new company Nothing, which a surprising amount of you have tweeted at me about the naming similarity because it's Nothing Tech versus like Nothing But Tech. So it's definitely there. It's awesome that that's their name. I think it's definitely very fitting for the brand. That's going to be later in the episode. We're also going to be talking about Facebook creating more hardware products. And I think, Darsh, let's just start there. Hit us off. What is Facebook? What are the rumors about these new hardware products from Facebook?
If you guys weren't aware, Facebook is first and foremost a software company because they have the huge social networking app, Facebook and Instagram and WhatsApp and pretty much everything now because they're buying over everything. But Facebook decided that they wanted to go through the route of starting to build up their hardware ecosystem. And one of the ways they did this was first off, starting out with their Oculus VR headsets. They did that a while ago, like they've been pretty successful at VR in the past. And they also came out with a tablet-like designed, looks kind of like an Amazon Alexa, like the Echo tablet or the Google Nest Hub. And so it's essentially like a screened tablet device kind of sitting on a table that you can use to video chat with other people from across the globe, which is actually by design seems really, really cool. At least design-wise, I think it looks dope. Something that Facebook is working on that I thought was really interesting, I kind of want to bring up is a smartwatch. I think this is interesting just because like, especially like Android based smartwatches aren't as popular or as mainstream as they were a couple years ago when every company was jumping on that bandwagon. Every company's kind of just edged out a little bit when it comes to smartwatches. So in a general sense, what they're saying is from the rumors, it's showing that Facebook is developing a Google or Android based smartwatch. We don't know if it's going to be running Android Wear OS or if it's just going to be based on Android, but Facebook is right now working on a smartwatch. And I think that's really, really interesting. Jack, what are your thoughts on that as Facebook, I guess, bringing in the smartwatch industry?
You know, it's kind of interesting because it's going to have the focus on messaging and Facebook just will not let Facebook Messenger die. I don't know why, because it kind of sucks.
Really? Wait. Hold up. You don't like Facebook Messenger?
No, do you?
I use Facebook Messenger every single day.
I don't use Facebook anymore. So maybe I'm like biased there. That's so funny you use it. Is that like your main text messaging?
Well, like not my main text messaging, but like all of my courses for each of my courses in school, like I'm in university. So my courses will have, like someone will send out an email at the beginning of the semester. And it's either someone sending out a WhatsApp group, a Discord, WordPress server or a Facebook Messenger group. Wow. And we chat on there. Or my all my friends from high school, we all use Facebook Messenger. Like we have a giant group chat with almost my entire year. And we're all on there. We all just message each other or we'll message each other individually through Facebook. I don't know what it is, but we just use Facebook Messenger so much more than I think a lot of other people do.
That's actually really interesting. Okay. So I stand corrected there, but I personally don't love it. Mm-hmm. I guess I don't love Facebook as a whole because of a lot of the privacy issues that they have.
Yeah, 100%.
I love Instagram and I know that Instagram is Facebook. So maybe there's a little cognitive dissonance going on, but I don't know. Having a watch like directly with you all the time, if it runs like a Facebook OS, I think that's going to be a hard pill for some to swallow. And it's also going to have this emphasis on health tracking. Mm-hmm. I feel like this is a prediction. In the next like 10 years, I think health data is going to become like the most valuable data that companies will sell to other companies. If you can target someone for like their lifestyle, like that's something that you can make people like feel really fearful of, like, oh, you're unhealthy, you'll die young type thing. Here's XYZ product that you can get to help with your high blood pressure. A lot of these companies are doing health data now. And I think that if it's not managed correctly, it can open up a can of worms where like maybe your insurance company can see your pre-existing conditions before you sign up. I think it can like just like open up this whole like can of worms of maybe like them sharing data and stuff. So I don't know. We'd have to kind of see Facebook get serious of actually like not selling your data and stuff like that.
100%. I think it'd actually be really interesting just seeing it as like dedicated to messaging and health and fitness. Like I understand that like they're trying to make Facebook Messenger so accessible on a smartwatch, but I feel like if I had to buy a smartwatch, I wouldn't want it so centered around one type of feature or one type of way to use the watch. Like, so I'm using an Apple Watch now. I've had an Apple Watch for almost 2 months. I wear it every day in quarantine. Unless I'm leaving the house, I usually like to put on an actual watch just because, you know, style, aesthetic, so on anyway. But my Apple Watch, I find that because of its versatility in terms of being able to control my music, do my fitness at routine to check that out on there, go through all of my notifications, whether it be iMessage or if it's be Facebook Messenger or if it's Instagram or if it's Twitter, it doesn't have to be dedicated to one basic company. So I think that like having such a, I guess, narrow lineup of features, I feel like it's just, I don't know how I feel about that. And I feel like it's just going to be a tell of time. Like we're going to see how Facebook decides to implement this and what they end up doing. And again, the privacy issues are going to be very interesting because this is something you're wearing and it's probably going to have a mic. It's going to have a screen. It's going to have Bluetooth and Wi-Fi and all these different connectivity options. And it's going to be Facebook. So this is going to be a very interesting thing to see if this does come to fruition.
Yeah. I remember like when they launched the Facebook Home product, a lot of people were super apprehensive about it because it had that camera on it.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
And it's interesting because like most companies are not great with security. A lot of them like have issues or leaks or like they just own a lot of your data. But it's interesting that Facebook is like the one that people have like the most issue with. Like Google will have like a Google Home. Amazon has the Amazon Alexa. Siri obviously is on the HomePod Mini. And people are like not as apprehensive about putting that in their house. But when it's like a Facebook device, it's like, oh no, I can't. So I think that it's going to take some like really smart marketing to get people to want to buy this.
Well, yeah, but I also just feel that that's partially just like Facebook's fault at this point. I feel like Facebook is kind of just given themselves the name for being that like really sketchy social media platform that kind of just like sells all your information.
Yeah.
Like, hey, like don't get me wrong. If you're trying to market and you're trying to like get into marketing, one of the most valuable assets to have is Facebook ads, because using Facebook ads is so useful in terms of reaching your audience, because Facebook has so much information on literally everyone. What was their user base? It was a couple billion, right? Like that's almost half the world that's on Facebook or Instagram or WhatsApp. Like they have connectivity everywhere. So it'll be very interesting to see how Facebook's able to sell this kind of product. And not only just this, but also there's rumors of an AR glasses, like an augmented reality based glasses, kind of like a Google Glass or the projected or rumored about Apple glasses. So they're saying even Facebook's looking into creating that as well. That'll be interesting.
It's interesting because we're seeing this trend with smartphone companies going away from just hardware products and moving into software. They're realizing that people are upgrading less and less and they need to kind of build the software ecosystem. Facebook is kind of doing the reverse. They have like this really good software ecosystem, the ad-based model, et cetera, et cetera. And now they want to get into hardware because if you can hook people to your products like Apple does, even to the iPhone, iPad, et cetera ecosystem, then you become a customer of their software. Because hardware tends to be more expensive than software is, if you can lock someone into like a software product, like a watch or glasses or something, they're more likely to keep using your software, which is Facebook. Mm-hmm. So I think it actually makes a lot of sense. Plus, just thinking about this right now, if Facebook made glasses, it would be built-in advertising. Like you could just imagine like you walk by a coffee shop, there's like an ad on it, or you get like a notification on your glasses like, oh, you're 3 miles away from like cold brew and we know that you love cold brew, like you should check it out. So you could just imagine that it can almost become like wearing ads on your face. So I think the AR glasses actually makes a ton of sense for them.
Oh, 100%. I think that'd be very interesting. And I think that Jacqueline, if you were to test them out or if you were to get them, I have no doubt in my mind, we'd be seeing ads for cold brew. You'd be seeing ads for cold brew on a daily basis and you'd be consuming more cold brew than most of us can think about. out in a day.
That is valid. Yeah. Maybe I shouldn't buy them when they come out.
Honestly, but I mean, that's just generally like what AR glasses hold possible for. I think there was a Black Mirror episode actually where you had like a contact lens in your eye and it was augmented reality based. And it was like the fear of ads, or I don't know where I saw a video like that. I think it's Black Mirror.
Yeah. I don't remember where it was either, but I saw that video too.
And it was just like ads popping up everywhere on your screen or in your peripheral vision. I'm like, that I feel it could be so dangerous, because I feel like companies will consistently and always be putting out ads for whatever they're trying to sell. And if we have ads always with us, when do we go back to a life without ads? Like, I'm just thinking about that just now. Like, I wear an Apple Watch, I wear any type of smartwatch, right? I am so thankful there are no ads on my watch. What happens when that happens? There's an ad on my watch or there's an ad on my glasses. I don't get it.
It feels like we're like far away from like a dystopian like novel, but like it's so quick to get there. There are only a couple things need to happen for it to be like, what reality are we living in? I read a book a couple of years ago. I think it was called The Circle.
There's a movie about that, isn't it?
They made a movie based on the book. Yeah.
Yeah. I was going to say, yeah.
Have you seen it?
I think so. Yeah, I did. I watched it. I think it's Emma Watson.
Yeah. Yeah.
I did see it. I saw it.
Sweet.
Yeah.
I've never seen the movie, but I like read the book where it was like a company like Facebook. The whole thing is that everyone buys into it. So then the people that don't buy into it are like seen as crazy. Why won't they share their lives? Like the whole thing is that eventually they start wearing cameras, document every part of their life. And then the people that don't want to do that are considered like insane. And what are they hiding? We're not that far away from getting into reality where every single thing has advertisements on it. And if you're not on Instagram or Facebook or have the latest glasses, like you're kind of an outsider. Like if it becomes such an integral part of society, it could be not a great thing. So I'm really excited for the innovation of it, but I think like I'm cautiously excited. I trust kind of more so a brand like Apple in comparison to Facebook to do it right. And I know that like at the end of the day, all brands just want to make money, but I trust them a little bit more.
Yeah, I feel like just because of Facebook's past with advertising that I am a little like skeptical, but Apple coming out with a set of augmented reality or virtual reality glasses, I think could be really, really cool and a really cool project. And the thing is, like Apple has been exploring this kind of technology for years. Like there have been patents dating back to 10 years ago where they were looking into augmented reality, virtual reality, Apple glasses. Like I feel like Apple glasses isn't like a new name. It's something that like when Google Glass came out, I immediately heard people being like speculating like, okay, Apple's coming out with one in a couple of years too. I feel like once Google Glass failed, they kind of put on the back burner, and now it's coming back out again because people are looking into virtual reality and they have ARKit implemented within iOS and in Mac. So I think Apple's virtual reality or Apple's glasses is going to be really cool.
Yeah. Also, I'm just reading an article by the TechCrunch and they're saying it likely won't have a display for Gen 1. So it'll be less like Google Glass and more like Snapchat spectacles, which is kind of like this whole other thing where Snapchat spectacles were to capture content. Snapchat spectacles are really interesting to me because of, first of all, like the way they capture content where like it could be vertical or landscape experience, like depending on what you wanted. And the release strategy where they had like different like vending machines pop up around the world and you would have to go to the vending machine to get the spectacles.
Yeah.
It like added a ton of hype. Darsh and I, what we're talking about right now with Facebook is that eventually it will probably get to like a display AR thing. But I think that it will be some time before we get there. And I think that as that time goes on, we need to get some people in to legislate and figure out the business model and advertising, because when you think about it, like we kind of accept the realities of our life because it's always been this way. But when you really think about like how many advertisements we're bombarded with every single day, it's kind of crazy. Digital media definitely amplifies it. I don't know. I'm excited to see how it's kind of regulated. If it ends up being like a Snapchat spectacle type thing, that would be like mainly for live capture. And I know that Facebook is getting super into Facebook Live and Facebook video. So that also makes sense.
100%. I think it would be really, really interesting to see. Funny enough, actually, you brought up Snapchat spectacles. I immediately Googled just to see if that was still around and seeing, like, because I remember I wanted to buy like a Snapchat spectacle glasses. I wanted to buy them. I was so into it. And I was like, oh no, I live in Canada. Like those vending machines are never coming here. I found it like the website still exists, spectacles.com. They have a third generation at this point, $500.
They're not for me anymore. At the time, I really wanted them. And I remember Sam Sheffer had made a video and I was like, oh, I need these. And now they don't do it for me. Like, it's cool. I actually really like the idea of like live capturing stuff in your life and just like wearing them and capturing your day, but not enough to the point that I would spend like $500 on a pair of glasses when like the video quality isn't amazing.
I feel like one of the things I actually want to do like really badly, I want to pick up a pair of Snapchat spectacles and I want to see if I can create a narrative for a vlog with those glasses and only those glasses. And I feel like the technology is so cool because it's, so you can buy spectacles too and you can put them on your face and you can essentially have a camera on your face at all times and you can be walking around. You could do your full daily vlog. I don't know. I feel like that could be a really cool experiment. And I think just like overall AR, like augmented reality based glasses or smart glasses are really, really cool, I guess, niche or type of product that's coming out in the coming years that I'm personally very excited for. But it poses a lot of privacy concerns that I feel like no one will know how to actually approach properly.
Oh, Darth, their filings are Canadian. They're 380 US, right?
Oh, that's, so it's a Canadian. Oh, I do see now. It says Canadian shop. Oh, but still 500 Canadian. That's still a lot of money.
Yeah, it's a lot. They definitely look a lot cleaner than the first gen. But yeah, like if I were a daily vlogger, I would 100% buy spectacles, like just to have them as like an interesting shot. Cause like you could quickly do like your morning routine of like going to the gym and like cooking eggs or something and like have it from like your perspective. Mm-hmm. Kind of like what the TMS guys did. Do you remember when they had like that giant motorcycle helmet on?
Yeah.
It's like that. Obviously much less high quality, but much easier. So I don't know. I think that would actually be a really cool innovation. If we could eventually get the camera quality in those spectacles as good as like a DSLR, that would be a really cool type of augmented reality like glasses.
100%. I think that would be a really cool set. But then that's Facebook. Facebook's set of glasses, right? We're looking at something like that where they have the video cameras on them. And then Apple also is rumored to have their augmented and virtual reality product. We kind of touched on that a little bit earlier in like maybe 5 minutes ago or so. And I think that even seeing how they end up approaching it is going to be really interesting. I think that this year is going to be a lot of talk about glasses and smart glasses because we need a new medium and form of technology to wear on us. We need a new wearable. And I think that watches are getting kind of stale. I think people are trying to find a new way and a new product to bring to the market.
Maybe let's do like a little rumor roundup of the Apple glasses and kind of compare and contrast them. Give us a rundown.
Yeah, so we're looking at two different types. So there's an augmented reality base and there's a virtual reality base. So if we're looking virtual reality, we're thinking more something like the Oculus, where it's going to be putting on a set of glasses instead of probably plugging them into your Mac or plugging them into a... I imagine the first couple of generations will probably be like, hey, if you get this, we'd recommend getting a Mac Pro because you need a lot of power for this or something of the sort, because I know an Oculus requires like a huge gaming PC to actually run. Essentially, the virtual reality would be like other virtual reality devices we've seen earlier running its own proprietary operating system. It's going to be something OS. I'm thinking Glasses OS. I think that would be a really cool name for it. I feel like Apple would call it that. But then there's also the AR smart glasses or Apple Glass, which I feel is going to be the more exciting of the two. Now, this is going to be more of something like Google Glass. It's going to be a high quality augmented reality experience where you have a heads up display in front of you offering probably your notifications, Siri, weather, directions, routes, music, interaction, all that kind of stuff. There's going to be a dedicated battery and stuff like that all integrated into the design of the glasses themselves. My biggest concern that I actually just realized right now, do you remember when everyone was rumoring about the Apple Watch and we're like, oh, there's no way they're going to make a watch that's square. It's Apple. They won't make a watch that's square.
Yeah.
And then they made a watch that's square. And now it's a fashion statement. Yes, like having an Apple Watch in and of itself is a fashion statement. I really don't want them to do this with glasses because if they change what we think is actually a good looking set of glasses, like I am very scared to see what kind of wacky shape or wacky design that Apple ends up coming out with that we all just start praising. Because I know it's going to happen. I know they're going to come out with something that just like looks kind of
like the AirPods, how they like looked off.
Okay, the AirPods, I was ridiculing them for so long before I picked them up. And even now I can even still say like, I feel like they look so just not ridiculous, but they look outlandish from some angles. I personally just don't like the look of them, but it's a fashion statement. It's clout. Hey, I have AirPods. Look at me. Wow. So cool.
And now because so many people have it, it's like normal.
Exactly.
Like, I never like look at someone that has it in there and be like, oh, like what are they wearing?
Initially though, it was like, oh, what you do? Did you cut off the wire from your AirPods? That was the joke. And now it's like, no. If you have AirPods, like you're cool. Like it's part of like your fashion, like your daily fashion. People wear AirPods and won't take them out all day just because they think it looks cool. Take that in.
I know. That's kind of weird. That is like a different level.
I'm not into that.
If you do that, and you follow us and you're listening to this right now, just why? Like, let us know on Twitter. Like, yeah, I don't know. I think that they'll probably keep it pretty standard. The Spectacles 3 kind of look weird. You have to like fit the tech in. So you have to figure out a way to keep them fashionable while also fitting in the tech.
The Spectacles, I feel like, have actually done like a pretty good job at like actually putting everything together in a sense that like it looks like tech and it looks kind of outlandish, but the style of sunglasses are still there. That is a style of sunglasses that I feel like I do see a decent amount of people wearing. It's a little out there, but it's pretty cool. My bigger thing is, I'm looking at like these rumors that for the Apple set of glasses and the Apple Glass, there's apparently going to be a limited edition Steve Jobs heritage version, which is going to be a round frameless set of glasses that are similar to that of what Steve Jobs used to wear.
That would be really cool.
That I could get on board for because I already like circular glasses. I wear circular sunglasses every single day. I think that could be a really, really cool implementation.
I could totally see those also like reselling for a ton. They'll probably be limited.
Oh, 100%.
I don't know. There's so much potential in this augmented reality AR glasses. glasses. I actually find AR much more interesting to me than VR. You are playing with parts that are already in your life. I want to hear what you guys think. So let us know at Digital Dive Pod on Twitter. And also, as we get to kind of exploring different realities, I think that there's this whole other reality to explore, which is space. Let's talk about Mars a little bit.
100%. If you guys are living under a rock and you didn't see this, you didn't see the insane launch and drop by NASA this past week. So we're recording this on Friday, aka yesterday, Thursday, February 18th. The Mars rover Perseverance and the little helicopter, I believe it's called Ingenuity, was released and dropped onto Mars at 4 p.m. or almost close to 4 p.m. Eastern time yesterday. It was a successful launch. And it was, honestly, I wanted just to bring it up just to say huge congratulations to NASA, because it's just incredible.
Like, NASA's for sure listening to this podcast.
Hey, we don't know that they're not, okay? I can dream. But just the general idea that they're able to send a rover there. And this is like what number rover that they've sent, right? Like, you can track its progress. You can see the images that they're going to be releasing. You can see it moving and where it is on the red planet in a live view on a NASA-based website. So I think that's really cool. And even cooler than that is actually the fact that Linux is the operating system that's powering the mini helicopter they ended up sending to Mars. And even cooler than that, I think, in my respect, is that there are more computers on Mars running Linux than Windows.
Wow.
That's an interesting statistic to think about, because no one uses Linux here. Like, no one uses, I mean, yeah. Some people do, but I don't use Linux.
That's like, wow, that's actually really interesting.
It's very interesting. And it's one of those things that's very standout. And, you know, Linux being on a computer in space is really cool. But what I really want to see in space is someone drinking coffee. I'm not going to lie to you. If there's a picture of someone drinking coffee in space, can you send it to me at Darshilani on Twitter or on Instagram, DM it to me. I will 100% reply to you if you send me a picture of someone drinking coffee in space. But you know what we're not doing right now that we should be doing right now?
Drinking coffee. Come on, let's fix that immediately.
Exactly.
We're going to go to break. We're going to go get a coffee. We'll be right back. We're going to talk about battery pack rumors for the new iPhone 12 mini and the Nothing Company, because they just acquired Essential.
Be right back. All right, everybody, welcome back from the break. Hope you guys got something to drink, aka some coffee, ideally some espresso. Now, I say espresso for one main purpose. I was actually just talking about this with Jacqueline during our break, and I was gonna just talk to her about it, and I realized, like, no, I gotta tell you guys the truth. I haven't had espresso in a week. I'm visiting my parents, I'm home right now. I didn't bring the espresso machine back with me, and I miss it. Like, I really miss it.
But Darsh, say what you did bring home.
Okay, so every time I come home from school, I bring back my monitor and I bring back my Xbox, but I didn't bring back my espresso machine.
Where are your priorities? Come on.
If I didn't bring back my monitor or my Xbox, I think I definitely could have fit the espresso machine in the car, like 100%, like no doubt about it.
Yes, you're not really an espresso. You know, if it was a cold brew machine, I feel like it would have made it back.
See, here's the thing. I don't have a cold brew machine, but I have a cold brew maker. It is so tiny and so small, I think I'm going to end up bringing it up with me. It's going to start getting warmer out, and I could really use a nice cup of cold brew every now and then, as I feel like you could at this very moment.
Yeah, I'm actually so tired right now. I was just saying to Darsh, it's been like a very long week. The coffee is not really helping as much as I thought it would, but we're just going to push through. I am super excited to talk about Carl Pei's new company, Nothing. It's really an interesting name. It's an interesting aesthetic, and they just acquired Essential, and Carl Pei says it's all about the patents.
He ended up buying out the Essential phone company. Now, here's the interesting part, right? Like, the fact that Carl Pei this is a brand new startup. Like, he just started it and everything like that. Like, it's pretty recent. He was able to acquire a full out company. He was able to acquire Essential, like the Essential phone. I don't know if you guys remember the Essential phone. I definitely remember it because I always wanted to check it out, because it was like the start of the notch wave. It was actually the start of the notch wave, if you think about it, because there was a little raindrop notch.
I feel like there was other phones before it. Was it the start?
The biggest notch that we all started noticing first was Apple. Apple brought the notch with the iPhone X.
I think it was before the iPhone X, but I feel like there were other Android phones earlier. Maybe? Maybe not. Honestly, this is so long ago now. It's like 4 years ago.
Oh, no. I literally just Googled it. Okay. PC World says, although Apple's iPhone X served to popularize the notch display, Essential's PH1 smartphone was the first notable device to incorporate a notch display.
Ooh,
take that
wow,
in.
Okay.
I thought I remembered that. I was like, I remember being like, I really wanted the Essential phone because of the notch. Because I thought that the design where they got rid of all the bezels all around except for that one,
the
one camera and the slit in the top for the earpiece, I thought that was a beautiful design. And I always wanted to check it out. Plus, it was also rumored to be modular, which was also a huge thing at the time with the Google Aura project, something like that.
Yeah, and Moto had some modular stuff, Moto Mods.
Exactly. So I was so excited for that, and I wanted to check it out. But take in, so Carl Pei has bought it. So I don't know much about the Nothing brand or what it essentially is. Jacqueline, I feel like you might know a bit more than I do.
A little bit, yeah. I mean, it's still pretty shrouded in mystery, to be honest. I know there are a bunch of notable investors in it from tech community and then other people as well. I think that they're planning on coming out with maybe wireless headphones this summer. And Carl Pei actually is inviting people to invest in his company. He offered $1.5 million in shares to the general public. He was like, a lot of companies fail, like only invest what you're willing to lose, which I kind of thought was a cool move that he was so open about that. Mm-hmm. But yeah, it's kind of a weird situation where maybe a lot of OnePlus fans supporting it, but I think that the type of product is going to be kind of different. I don't know. I'm excited about it though. We don't know a ton about it, to be honest. Mm-hmm. It's pretty shrouded mystery, but I think that the main idea is that the tech is kind of going to disappear, and that's why they're calling it nothing. It's like going to fit into your life in a way where it disappears.
Honestly, what I think is just really, really cool that I thought was just standout was the fact that Carl Pei's bio on Twitter is doing nothing, but nothing has an at before it. So it's adding the company nothing. And the fact that he got at nothing on Twitter, and I'm pretty sure on Instagram, like, mad respects to Carl Pei, man. Like, I don't know how he did that, how he got that username. That seems so cool. I loved it. It reminds me of the robot design aesthetic and robot aesthetic that Dbrand has with their Twitter accounts and how simplistic it is.
Their web domain is nothing.tech.
That's sick.
Like, that's literally their domain.
I love that. I think that's really, really awesome.
If you go to their site, all you'll really see is that they believe that the future is consumer technology where it's woven into your life and it feels like nothing. They said, we want you to create the future with us. So basically they're allowing you to invest, and your investment amount can be anywhere from 50 euro to 20,000 at the most, which I actually think is kind of interesting. So you can like submit an investment and then it doesn't mean that you'll like guaranteed get it. I'm not actually sure. It's just pre-registered. So maybe, who knows? Don't invest unless you want to lose the money. Look into it a little more. It's actually really cool. And it's backed by the co-founder of Reddit, the co-founder of Twitch, co-founder of Product Hunt, the founder of Web Summit, the conference that I spoke at last year and this year, and my good friend, Casey Neistat. So it's awesome to see that he's on the list of people backing it.
That's actually pretty sick. I mean, so from what it seems like from the website and everything, it seems like it's going to be like a futuristic tech company that's kind of looking at creating a new form of product that offers like very minimalist or very like, I guess just little interaction or just like technology. Their entire branding just seems to be like technology that you don't realize is there. Just like, oh, like using a phone that you don't even realize is in your hand. I feel it's going to be about ergonomics and about simplicity and minimalism.
And I think that they're focusing a lot on home tech. Mm-hmm. I think this is the main area where it's going to start. So like that makes sense because home tech can like fade away. With home tech, you can have like a smart microwave or something that will just like fade away. Kind of side tangent, but I just saw a microwave on Instagram as like an Instagram ad. It can detect what food you're putting in and then know how long to cook it for.
That's really interesting. I actually, funny enough, I saw a toaster last week that had a touchscreen on it that you can press the different types of things you'd put in a toaster and it would cook it to perfection without having to worry about what type.
Wow.
So about like the different levels. So that's actually very interesting you brought that up because I saw this toaster a couple days ago too on Instagram.
I guess we're just getting targeted advertisements for the same stuff. It's cool. I'm excited to see nothing though. I wonder what IPs they're trying to get from Essential. It will be interesting to keep investigating that. It's interesting how like copyrights and trademarks and stuff like that can often give away what a company is trying to do. Like a lot of times with Apple, we'll see like a product will leak early or something because they've had to file a patent. And also just in general, there's so many rumors circulating around Apple. The newest one right now is the battery pack rumor, which is that Apple's going to come out with a MagSafe battery pack for the new iPhones.
Ooh, so that's actually very interesting because I feel like the biggest issue I had with the Apple charging cases that they provided before, my biggest issue was the fact that it was like, they had that little hutch on the bottom where you have to plug in the phone itself. But if they're using MagSafe in and of itself, it's literally just going to become like just a thick case. And I think that's actually really, really cool. And I'm excited to see how that kind of goes down.
It could just like pop on and off the back. Like you could literally get like multiple and just pop it on and off, which is really sick. MagSafe seems like it's going to be their charging feature for the next little bit, which is cool in some ways and bad in other ways. It's cool that we're going to like get this wireless technology, but if we end up losing the Lightning port, people are going to have to rebuy chargers. MagSafe is slower and it's a much bigger charger. So the MagSafe accessories though, like Moment is coming out with some, Nomad's coming out with some. They look sick. Just being able to easily mount your phone mm-hmm. to a tripod. Like I'm recording a clip for Luke actually for Dive today, and it's been such a pain to record this clip because I have nowhere to mount my phone to. If I just had like the MagSafe thing and I could just like throw it onto the tripod, that would be sick instead of having to like find an adapter and stuff.
Yeah, I specifically like the MagSafe battery pack, not just for anything else other than the fact that it's literally just like, it looks like a card. From what the rumors are, it's showing basically like a little battery pack, like literally just a tiny card, like a thick, looks like a thick credit card, like a pretty thick credit card that snaps onto the back of the phone and just offers you a quick charge up. And I imagine the way that Apple's going to do it is that it's going to be a full charge. Each pack is a different, is a full charge. So if you're going on like a really long road trip, for example, it's not like you need to have the battery case and then when you're done charging and the battery case is dead, you have to take off the case and change it. It's you put your phone in a normal case and then you just snap on this battery pack, charge up your phone. Your phone dies, you get another battery pack, throw it on there, charge it up. I feel like it's so quick and it'd be so convenient that this is going to be like a really, really good product. And I'm really excited to see this. And actually, like, this would be in and of itself a reason that I would want to upgrade to the iPhone 12. I'm not even gonna lie to you.
Wow, interesting. Yeah, I mean, especially because the iPhone 12 mini has like kind of mediocre battery life. Mm-hmm. I think a lot of people are hoping that they do something like this. I don't know. I just thought it was something to mention. Obviously, we'll see if they actually come out with it. That's kind of the main tech news for this week. Before we wrap up this episode, let's do some stuff we like this week.
100%. Do you want to start, Jacqueline, or I can get into it? What do you?
Wait, are you shaking your head at me? No, because you do not
want to start. No. It's because I thought about this morning, and I'm just debating in my head if I really want to include it, and I'm just going to do it just for the jokes of it because I think it's so funny.
Okay. Oh no.
Okay. So for many people who do know, I live in Toronto, and we just got like an excess of a snowstorm coming from the States, and the past 3 days I've literally woken up in the morning and like gone and shoveled the snow. Yesterday, my dad was prepping me for today and he was teaching me how to use a snowblower. And I wanted just to put on the stuff we like this week. I wanted to say huge shout out to snowblowers because, yo, this today, I could not have pushed all that snow myself because it was so heavy. I was just thinking about this morning. I was like, this would be really funny to mention and stuff we like this week because I'm really, really appreciative towards the tech behind a snowblower, which I think is actually just a lawnmower. I'm pretty sure a snowblower is just using the engine from a lawnmower and using a turbine to push out the snow from the ground up.
Interesting. I honestly don't know anything about it. So I can't say yes or no, but I think you're right. I feel like I've heard that before. That's actually hilarious that you were thinking about the podcast this morning. That makes me like so happy. That's so wholesome.
I was just thinking about like, I was like, this would be great addition to stuff we like this week. This would be cool. Like, I feel like people will laugh at that. I feel like it's just funny. Like, might as well just like include it.
Yeah, that actually is so funny. I always like say that we're going to do stuff we like this week. I have to get better at coming up with mine beforehand. You know what? I have one. Clubhouse. I was on Clubhouse so much this week. I did my first room by myself. Darsh came on. It was like a live podcast. It was actually so sick. It was Darsh and me, and Connor was actually on stage at the same time.
Yeah.
And then Darsh left because he had a lot of work to do, and then I continued to procrastinate and stay on there. And it was like a 2.5 hour room, literally, and so many different YouTubers came. The TMS guy showed up for a little while.
Yeah, I saw. I got a notification, actually.
Oh, did you?
Yeah, I was getting notifications on that conversation, yeah.
Viper showed up, a bunch of different people. So it was actually a really cool time. I know a lot of you that are listening use Android, so you can't get on. I don't know, Clubhouse is mine. I've been loving the app. There's so much like BS on it as well, the snake oil type influencers, but there's also a lot of like really interesting, authentic stuff.
100%. I think that it's really, really cool. And by the way, for everyone who was in that group and it was in that chat when both Jacqueline and I were there, if you guys want a live form type of the podcast, like something additional that we can try to do every couple of weeks, maybe once a month or something like that, like definitely let us know if that's something you guys are interested in. Like Clubhouse is a growing social media platform. And as more people do come onto it, I think it could be a really cool option for us to start producing a monthly episode on there, doing something live for you guys or doing a Q&A, something like that. I feel like could be really interesting.
Yeah, dude, I'd be so down to do that. Full transparency, guys, my AirPods Pro just like cut out. And this is like 5 minutes after Darsh said that initially. I don't know what's going on with him. Darsh was telling me that he's had a 2 and he actually fixed the problem because all of a sudden I couldn't hear him anymore. And it's because when you get like a notification on your phone, Darsh, tell me if this is the right explanation, and your ringer's on, it switches to your phone, but then it doesn't switch back.
Yeah. Like, so something I realized last week was because I started keeping my ringer on because I realized I'm like, yo, I'm at home all the time. I don't have to keep my ringer on like buzzing. Like, I don't keep like my ringer off or anything. I can just keep it on. And I'd be like watching a lecture because I'm still in school, and I'll be watching a lecture virtually, and I'll have my earbuds in, and then boom, my AirPods Pro will switch to my phone because of the notification. Sometimes in my lectures, I mean, it's not the best thing to do. And like, mom, if you're listening, I'm sorry, but like sometimes I'll just go on Snapchat like real quick and just like reply to a message or two. Sorry, mom. And whenever I do that, and like it's a video message, my AirPods cut out from my laptop to my iPhone, and then they'll do the Snapchat audio. Whatever I'm watching on my laptop gets paused or gets disconnected, and then it's like this entire thing, and then it's a huge pain in the butt to get my AirPods to go back to my laptop.
I just saw that my headphones said they connected to my phone again. Luckily, I can still hear you, but that's like infuriating.
That's
actually
infuriating.
It's so annoying. The convenience is supposed to be that you can switch back and forth, but not to the detriment of not like being able to listen to your audio. And with Darsh, I had to restart the Zoom, X out of my audio recorder. It was like a whole process. So I hope they fix it in the software update.
Exactly. So I think we can both say that something that we didn't like this week is the AirPod Pro performance, but that's that might just be me on that one.
No, aligned. So we were talking about Clubhouse. Definitely let us know if you want us to do that. I think that actually would be really cool, Darsh, if we did that like once a month or something, like a live podcast.
Yeah, I think that could be really, really cool.
And then we could actually bring people up and like get questions and stuff.
Yeah, do a full AMA, Q&A, anything like that.
The thing with Clubhouse is you can't record it, so we wouldn't be able to then put it on our podcast channel. So it would be like, you guys have to like come live or you won't be able to hear it type thing. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I don't know. I think that'd be really cool. So that was what I liked this week. Do you want to give us one more and then I'll give us one more?
Yeah, I think one more thing that I ended up liking this week. I mean, it's not a new thing by any means. I would say it's more of an old thing. I'm rewatching and re-binging Brooklyn Nine-Nine.
Oh, really?
It's one of my favorite TV shows of all time. I wanted to start watching something that like I've already seen before so I can like watch it in passing because I'm really trying to get back into my grind. And if I ever start a new TV show, I get so unproductive. AKA when I suggested Superstore a couple weeks ago, I haven't done anything in the past 2 weeks. Like I keep telling myself I was gonna make a video, and then I finally finished Superstore and I started actually making the video, and I was like, wow, I can't watch TV shows. I do not have the self-control. So Brooklyn Nine-Nine, if you guys haven't seen it, go check it out. Unless you're like me and you get really unproductive when you watch new TV shows, then wait until there's a time in your life where you just like you have time to take a break.
Dude, I've been horrible. Like, full transparency, the last 2 weeks I've been rewatching How I Met Your Mother, and I'm the worst. Like, I've spent hours a day watching this show.
Mm-hmm.
It's bad. I have not done anything. Full transparency. There's no video. Been 5 days.
You know what? Sometimes you gotta take a break. I actually got a Snapchat this morning from one of my friends who told me, he's like, I've been so unproductive today. And I'm like, yo, sometimes like, you need that day off. Like, you need that break.
You do.
When you're burnt out, like, you need that break. You need a couple days off. I literally, this week, Monday through Wednesday, I did nothing. I was sleeping, watching Netflix, playing games, just doing nothing because I just needed to clear my head for 3 days. I needed to do nothing.
Yeah.
Yesterday came around and I was like, oh shoot, like, yeah, we have the podcast today. And then we're like, oh wait, no, we can't record today. And we're like, okay, cool, let's record Friday. And we're like, okay, cool, we have time.
Yeah, I know. Oh my God, that was so stressful. Darsh and I normally like text each other with panic, like literally the day before. We're like, shoot, we got to create a document.
Like, we got to start planning this out, like prep for the episode, like make sure we actually do it on time so we can keep with our schedule, which by the way, props to us. We've been keeping with it and I'm actually very proud
of
it.
Dude, we're amazing.
We're doing great, but it's awesome. Awesome.
You know what? Props to all of us, like Luke, me, you. Like sometimes we pull late night to get it done, but we do get it done.
Exactly.
I'm actually so impressed with us because I never thought we were gonna be able to do a weekly schedule, and we've been every single Monday now for I don't know how many like months now at this point. What would you say?
I would say possibly 3 months because we started I think doing weekly in December, then we took 2 weeks off for the winter like holidays, and then we came back, and it's almost been 2 months since we came back from the holidays. So yeah, I'd say almost 3 months of just keeping it every Monday. I am just I don't know if you guys can hear it.
I'm impressed with us. Yeah, a little clap. Honestly, because like Darsh and I are terrible with like our own schedules, but like since we're on each other's schedules, like I never want to screw Darsh by not recording on time, or I never want to like mess up Luke's schedule by not getting it to him in time. So yeah. Because like we're accountable to each other, we've all pulled through and done it, and we're accountable to you guys as well. So yeah, it's been good. My last one for this week is actually a recommendation that Luke gave me. It's a song called Way Less Sad by AJR, who the TMS guys actually turned me on to, and the song is incredible. The production is unreal.
I will definitely have to check that out. I feel like the name in and of itself has me intrigued, so I will definitely be listening to that.
Yeah, it's like a hype up song.
I like that. I like that kind of stuff. I've been trying to keep a good workout routine this week, and I think I could use that for today. A nice upbeat, get me grinding type song.
There are other songs that you should check out, like if you're working out. I feel like Bang is like a better one for working out.
I might have checked that out too.
What's your last one for this week?
I think I already went Brooklyn Nine-Nine.
Oh yeah, yeah, you already did too. Okay, I'm like totally
no,
out of it today.
It's all good.
I haven't watched Brooklyn Nine-Nine yet, but I'm like so afraid to start it because I've just been the worst with like productivity. So I'm gonna have to wait
a couple weeks before you start it. Give yourself some time to like to plan it out. But if you like The Office, you will love Brooklyn Nine-Nine. It's actually produced by the writers of The Office, so like there's a lot of cameos. Personally, I think the humor is better. It's less dry because I'm not super into the dry humor, but it's like a little less dry humor, but it's still like really, really funny. Highly recommend it, guys. Go check it out. But with that all being said, that is the end of this episode, everybody. I hope you guys did enjoy listening to it. And I do want to give a huge shout out to Adil Constantine for our intro and outro music because, yo, all I'm just saying is our intro and outro music is just like... it's fire.
It's on the money.
It's on the money. It's great. And also a huge shout out to Luke, as always, for pulling those late nights, for getting us our episodes done and keeping up with our schedule. 3 months in, guys. 3 months in of weekly Monday episodes. It's incredible.
Yeah, thank you guys so much for listening. Darsh and I were very worried that this is going to be a terrible episode, and I think it was actually a really good one. So let us know what you think. We're always open to feedback. If you hated it, let us know you hated it. If you liked it, let us know what you liked about it so we can do it again in the next episode. We'll catch you next Monday, 7 a.m. Central, 8 a.m. Eastern, and have a great one.
Have a good one, guys. See you next week.